In 1958, you might say it was an attack behind enemy lines in the depths of the Cold War, a piano competition to prove to the world that the best pianists, like the best modern piano music, came from Russia. The inaugural Tchaikovsky International Competition took place in Moscow. The nuclear arms race had begun, the race to space was just beginning. It wasn't exactly the ideal setting for the sharing of beautiful music. This might have been more like Piano for Gladiators. And then, a 23-year-old from Fort Worth, Texas, named Van Cliburn, performed a breathtaking rendition of Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. The Russian crowds cheered. The young American was awarded first place, and with that, he became a rock star of the Russian and international classical music scene. Embraced by Khrushchev, Van Cliburn was received as a hero at home, too, an antidote to the sense of defeat of the Soviet launch of Sputnik, at the very least. Van Cliburn passed away on Wednesday at the age of 78. Here to discuss his legacy is Jeffrey Spurgeon, our colleague, morning host here at WQXR.
Hey, John.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
An amazing character who truly was a legend from the moment he stepped to the piano in Moscow.
And he was fitted for this particular moment. Fate placed him in that arena, because you're right, he was exactly equipped to play this music in a way that let the Russians see something in that music they loved that even perhaps they had not seen before. That's how powerful his performance was.
And what were the Russians expecting? How did he manage to really blow them away?
I don't know. You know, he said at the time that they loved him and he thought they were like Texans and they just embraced him. They loved him. He was very youthful, very boyish looks, very tall, gangly. And yet he sat down at the keyboard and poetry ensued.
And very much not from the sort of conservatory world that you would associate with New York or San Francisco.
He'd studied at Juilliard a bit, but his main teacher was really his mother. He was a hothouse flower. You know, he grew up in a little town in Texas. His mother taught him to play the piano. He didn't have a lot of interests outside that. Came to Juilliard a little bit reluctantly. His teacher there said, you should try this competition. So he went. The Russians fell in love with him. He won. And as you said, Khrushchev embraced him. That didn't have to happen. So he had some particular special charm.
Give us a sense of his musicality and some of his other performances.
I think that if you were to hear him play Liszt or Chopin, you hear an old world kind of piano grandeur that we don't hear, I think, in most artists today. It's a great big sound, and there's so much melody everywhere. He finds the melody in everything and sings it. His mother was a singer. Opera was the genre of music that he loved the most, and you hear beautiful singing and a great big fat old world piano sound in his playing.
And so in this moment of mechanization and sort of military conflict to conflict, by finding the lyricism in this music, he really finds a way to unify the spirit of Americans and Russians in that moment.
He did what good music does. It reminds us of our shared humanity. And that's exactly to your point. And yet it was a great big broad-shouldered win for the United States in the Cold War, too.
Did he enjoy the sort of political uses to which his victory was put at that time?
My sense is that he did not particularly care about it. He really loved being a vessel of the music. I never met him, but the people I've spoken to who knew him said that he was incredibly gracious and always very modest. He really felt himself to be a vessel. And that's how he used the money that he got from the performances that he gave later on. He started lots of scholarships, helped out a lot of students. The piano competition that bears his name was really started by business people in his hometown. But he was generous and loved music and loved musicians.
Remembering Van Cliburn, who passed away at the age of 78, who won the inaugural Tchaikovsky International Piano Competition in Moscow and changed the Cold War.
He sure did.
Jeffrey Spurgeon, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Jeffrey Spurgeon is a morning host at WQXR, where you can go to the WQXR website and hear another performance of Van Cliburn.